Good morning. I'd like to finish up Simon Kuf Tes today, talking about Tarvis Yavish B'Yavish. I just want to begin with something that we that relates to what we left off with yesterday, and share something in the Rav that's printed in Rabbi Cohen's book, Sefer for the Shura HaRav, and the Yonim of Bas B'Chalim, and Tarvis Tetra, and Simon Tzadik Dalet. In Sival of the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like the Rashba, that you have a Chatichas Isser, Shenis Arva, with the Chatichas Heter, so it's Botel Chad Betray. Okay, and we discussed that Ashach, with how Chad Betray works, in other words, is it matter of the size and so on, but the preference in the Shulchan Aruch was that one person should not eat all three things together at the same time. The Rashba said, one person can eat all three pieces of meat in the very same sandwich, not a problem, at the same time. And the Rashba, we said, fundamentally agrees with the Rosh it looks like, but he says one person shouldn't eat all three pieces together. Now, the Gra in Sivkot and Hay in the Bir HaGra says, because this relates to the issue, the Rashba, the way the Gra learns it, we didn't say this, I don't think I had the Bir HaGra in the Makoris yesterday, but the Bir HaGra says that it's because the Rashba does not really believe that there's a din of bittul by Yavish B'Yavish, just Azlinan Basaruba. Again, that chilek that we spoke about a few times in the past, Azlinan Basaruba. So therefore, each piece that you eat, you can say that comes from the rabba, Azlinan Basaruba. Okay, it's not a matter of bittul, there's no bittul by Yavish B'Yavish, but rather the we go Basarov. So when I take one of those pieces of meat, I take a bite out of it, so I can say that came from, Azlinan Basaruba. That the rove is that this is not, was not a non-kosher piece of meat. And that is not applicable when you eat all three together, because then you're not, you can't say, well, the one I'm eating now, kind of as linen but saruba. Okay, so the Rav pointed out that from this presentation of the Gaon, it implies that the Rashba holds that the chumrah, so to speak, not to eat all three together, it's a din d'oraisa, that's a din d'Torah. Because you can't say on each of the three pieces you eat them together comes from the, you have to be able to say this piece came from the robe. You can't say that when you're eating all three together. All right. So you can't apply Azlina Basaruba to such a case. All right. And but he does not, according to this approach, the Rosh Bo does not agree that we say the Isur Nepach Leos Heta, which is what the Rosh said. Okay. And again, we tied that into the Tosos Rid, Baba Basra, the Flamin Aleph, we mentioned yesterday, that he goes so far as to say if one person will eat all three pieces, Mamish Arova did the Raisa, it's a Korban Chatos. And so he holds, in other words, the Tosos Rid holds for sure that we don't say Nepach Isra Leos Heter. That's for sure. And the Torah was Yavish, Yavish, Yavish. He said, for sure, like, otherwise, how would you have to bring a Korban Chatos? So the Rav is suggesting that Bir HaGra, according to Bir HaGra, the Rashba fundamentally agrees with that principle that we don't say Nepach Leos Heter. Rather, we say, as Lina Basaruba, you can't say that. You can only say that when you're in the Rav. Mashenu Kane, if you're in all three together, you wouldn't be able to apply that. However, others, we learned, the Taz, we've got to others learn that it was just a chumrah that really the Rashba agrees with the Rush. That's the way we said it yesterday. Fundamentally the Rashba agrees with the Rush that Nepach Isur Leos Heter. But and that's we saw it even looked like that in the Torah of Bayis HaKotzer. Okay, but Midrabanan, it doesn't sort of look right. Eat all three pieces together. It's Midrabanan or Machmer, not Mikra Din. Okay, now the Shach and Sivkot and Zayli we mentioned yesterday that according to the Rashba, all right, you don't have to eat all three separately. You can eat two and then one, or one and then two. Remember we said that at the very end yesterday, right? That shach in Sivkot and Zayin. You can eat one and then two, or two and then one, as long as you don't eat all three at the same time. So this works out if you assume, like the second way, not like the Gra's way, but like the second way, the way we said it yesterday, that the chumrah of the Rashba is a din de rabbanan, that it doesn't look like you're eating an iser, right? That really the Rashba agrees, Nepach Isser Leos Heter. But it looks a little funny. Guys eat all three pieces when you know darn well that one of them was non-kosher. It doesn't look right. It's a chumad rabbanon, okay? That it doesn't look like you're eating something which is usser. However, if that's that, and therefore, if you eat two pieces and then one, or one and then two, at the time you eat any of those pieces, it doesn't quote-unquote automatically look like you're eating an isser, right? Because if you eat two, Well, maybe those were the two that were mutter to start with, right? So, in other words, the it doesn't look like we need all three. It looks funny. It looks like you definitely eat a piece that was awesome. But not so if you eat two. So, therefore, the Rishach says you eat one and then two, or two then one, and then it's mutter. As long as you don't eat all three together. Because only when you eat all three together does it look like you're eating a Vaday Yisr. Okay? But that's according to the Shach. Then that will be the Shach according to that sheet that we explained it. But the Rav pointed out that according to the Gra, okay, who says that no, the Rashba really doesn't agree that Nepach Yisrael is Heti. He just says Azlin and Basa Ruba. So the Gra would not agree with this Ha'ara from the Shach. Okay? He would say, the Gra holds that it's also Mikra didn't eat all three pieces together because then you cancel Azlin and Basa Ruba. So too, if you eat two at the same time, okay, even when you eat two at the same time, you're still eating rova chatichos. All right, you can only eat azina basaruba. You can only say azina basaruba when you eat the miut. When you eat one, I can say. When you eat two, then it's not the rova anymore, right? It's not azina basaruba anymore. So that's what he says is, you know, a possible difference that you can't be makel based on azina basaruba unless you're eating. Not eating the rove. Once you eat the rove, so then you can't say on that Azlina Basaruba because the rove you're now eating, right? You can't say, well, this piece came from the no. When you're eating two out of three pieces, you can't right. You can't say that I'm going based on the rove. I'm eating the rove. Okay, so that's what the rove suggested is perhaps an afkamina between the approach of the Gra and the approach of the Shach. Okay. Yeah, the other point is just explaining the Rashba. The Rav added one point. Okay, he said that you know what's the svara? What is this idea of not eating all three of them together? Really? Okay, I mean if it's okay, then it's okay. In other words, I'll read the word. The Chorat Zarchi and Bikar Shitz Rav Rada. Amay Mutar Adam Lechol Kol Adam Echad Lechol Kol Shlosh from the Zerach Hazeh. In other words, according to the Rashba, the Rav asks, so if you're worried that it looks like you're Vada eating an Isser, so what's the difference whether you eat them all in the same sandwich or eat them b'zeach hazeh? At the end of the day, the same, as the Rashba, the Shitaso should have held, like those other Rishonim we mentioned yesterday, that have to have two different people eat it. In other words, if the Rashba is indeed concerned that, you know, looks funny, however you want to explain it, or the groans, whether you can't say Zina Basaruba. So what difference does it make if I eat them in the same sandwich? I eat them a minute apart. By the time you come to the third one, so Lamaisa, it also looks like you, same guy, ate all three, right? What's the difference if I ate them all three in the same sandwich? I ate three separate sandwiches, one after the other. You follow? What's the svara? And therefore, so Tosus, so other Rishonim who say that no, that indeed that's why some Rishonim hold that it's also for one person to eat all three pieces. Rather, you have to have a different person. Okay. So probably that's the reason, because otherwise it looks so strange. The question is, what's the Rashba? So the Rav explained as a recurrent pronunciation on Nira Lomar. Just a moment. He said on Nira Lomar b'zeh, the Olam Af Rashba Modes Shenemar Din Bittul Gam B'Tarvus Yavish Yavish Kedas Harash. He says, Bittul works only insofar as we can allow the maximum. So I can allow eating this maisachile can be allowed based on Azlina Basaruba. Aval hechad alu shayach lomar Azlina Basaruba osa maisachile kagon shachah kol shosh miyachad shuv lesa afledin bittul, or it undoes bittul. That's what he suggested. In other words, if you're going, it'll undo bittul. That's his point. Bittul only work if you can allow the maximum, so to speak. Okay, but if it's not going to be allowed, then there's no din bittul. And therefore, if you eat the three, b'zeach hazeh, so on each piece was already chal bittel, right? Nepach isulios heter. So therefore, bittel works. But when you eat all three of them together, that then since it doesn't look right, then the whole bittel won't work. That's the way the Rav explained it. So that's why I make those two horrors based on the Rav. yeah. Okay, let's go weiter now in the simon. We'll turn to the sheets. So we're talking about the yavish b'yavish. So what about yavish b'yavish in iser mashu? That's what we'll begin with. Okay, today in source number one, we know that there are certain isurim. Just a moment. What if you have a tarobis of yavish b'yavish in an iser mashu? Okay, tarobis yavish b'yavish in iser mashu. Let's say chometz on Pesach, which got mixed, you know, chometz dekamatz and Pesach dekamatz, they are mixed together. Okay, in other words, what will we require over there by yavish b'yavish? Will we still have the chumrah of iser mashu, or we say that there no the bittel works? Okay, that's the question. Yavish b'yavish by an iser mashu. So we know. There is a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dam and Aleph, which is a whole list. I didn't print out the whole Mishnah because we don't need to see. It's really, what I want to focus on is what the Mishnah doesn't mention, which the Gemara discusses. The Mishnah says, Elu Asurin, Asurin B'Kolzru. There are certain things which are Asur. You can look the Mishnah up yourself and see, Elu Asurin, Asurin B'Kolzru. Certain things are Asur B'Mashru. Kolzru means, Rashi says in the second source, Kol Mokom Shnis Arvu Sham Afil Echad Be'Elef Lobot of Osin Eskulam. Okay, so Mishnah has a whole list of things that some which we're familiar with. You should look up the Mishnah. I'm not interested in all the cases. I'm interested more in the Gemara. The Gemara observes on Daf Ayin Daf and Aleph, same Daf. In source number three, the Gemara observes that certain things seem to be missing from this list, which are also Asur Mashu. So the Gemara asks, Tana Maikar Choshev, E Dover B'Shebeminyan Choshev, if there's something that's important to the Dover Sheminyan, which I feel is Aleph Lo Bato, so listening Nami, Chatichos Nevela should be listed in the Mishnah also, and it isn't. Okay, as Rashi explains, E Dover Sheminyan Kachosh Mishum the Darko Limonos Lo Bato. Again, something which has Chashivas, which we discussed in the past, and that's not Bato. So, and I feel love Isarno. There's no Isarno, but Chatichos Nevela should also be listed in the Mishnah, right? Because they're also not Bato automatically. And the Gemara says, "E isur hanah kachoshiv," and if the list has isur hanah, so listing nami chametz of Pesach, chametz on Pesach, we all know is also mashu, right? The Pesachim. So why is that? Does that appear in the Mishnah? So Amar b'chia bar Abba v'temer v'tzak nafcha high tan karti isli davar shemini v'isur hanah has it only lists things which have chashivas and are also b'hanah. Rashi in source 4. Tarti isla dor shemin v'isur no the ikat tarti lechashivuso the chashiv isur didhu the low bottle but av a chametz prusa pesach hol vein dark limos bottle. From that point of view, chametz, a piece of chametz which a piece of chametz, a broken piece of chametz tekamatz and a piece of pesach tekamatz are not valuable and not dark limonos. It is bottle umash echad menarva hashar no se lekavo. Okay, you can't eat it. Obviously, you can't eat it on Pesach, but you can give it to your dog. You can mutvah no. So therefore, take out one piece. That was discussed the other day. Take out one piece. Some say that that's only by truma because it gets all shaved. But you take out one piece and give the rest to your dog. Again, you can't eat it. It's chametz. We're not arguing about that. Okay, but take out one piece and give the rest to give it to your animal. B'chatichas nevela afal gad dover sheminyanu came to lavas arno but the beruba. Okay, okay, one give to the dogs and then and you can eat the other. It says Batla Beruba. Okay, Batla Beruba. So on that Gemara, the Rosh in Avodah Zarah Parakei Siman Lamed, source 5, says Pirish Rashi, okay, V'chometz of Pesach ho v'ein darko limonos. Okay, so Batla, it's Batla, U'mash Rechem, etc., etc. And then the Rosh says something staggering in the second line of Source 5 in Avodah Zarah, Parakei Siman Lamed. V'lo yadana lama lo yehei tarovas chametz mutar af b'achila. T'ha'adamar chametz b'ka, what do you mean? Why don't we say that it's batal af b'achila, and therefore mutar v'im b'achila? Why only to feed it to your dogs? It's mahana. why isn't it mutter b'achila? And he says, the hod omer chametz v'pesach also b'mashu. When do we say the chametz also mashu? That's hainu davar lach hamisare du mokom davar shari surim osim tam have chametz u'mashu. Wherever by other yisurim the issue is transcendence imparting flavor, so by chametz or the chumra that it's also mashu. Aval davar yavesh. The Bishari Surin Chad betray bottle, nothing to do with Tom. So I didn't. Chometz of Pesach. Once we have our rule, okay, again, this doesn't come up in our this whole unit over here. Anaf Aleph is not really a din in our Kuftes, but it obviously relates. I mean, it's just an extension of it. So the Rosh is telling us that, listen, when do we say Chometz Mes Oso Mashu? When we usually say that something is bottle because, you know, it's the issue is the Sinas Tom. So then by Pesach, Chometz, by Pesach, also Mashu. But says the Rosh, by Dover Yavish, B'Yavish, okay, which by Shari Suum Chad betray Bato. So then Chometz of Pesach. B'chein Mucho, Shmaitzik Mofa Shavarish, he's going to explain it. And he says also this whole business of throwing out one thing, he says that's a Mishan Orlo, which is a special din by Gesal Sheva, and so on. He disagrees with Rashi. And therefore, he says in the second paragraph that I print here, the second part of Parakei Simon Lamed in the Russian Avodah Zarah, the li nired the haklal omar gam leinyan chometz v'pesach uvetaruvet chometz v'pesach shenis ariv im mino mutar afila b'achila. Imagine that, mutar afila b'achila. The leinyan tarovis the yavish b'yavish ein chilek ben chometz pesach l'shari surin. And here's the key. The lo echmiru chachomim l'osa mashu el ahecha d'shari surin min osintam. We only have the Chumr of Pesach, of Asamashu, when the parallel case by Shari Surim, we'd be concerned about Nisinas Tam. So here we're not concerned about Nisinas Tam. We're going to say Asamashu. But where the issue is not Nisinas Tam at all. Why? Because Chometz, Mishum, Delo, Bedilin, Shemin, Asamashu. Okay, so Chometz, because people are used to it, so it's Asamashu, even without Nisinas Tam. Abu Yobish, Vyobish. Ain't the Rishmin, Kehecha, the Bishar, Isser, Chad, Betray, Bottle, who I did, Chometz of Pesach. And he says, he brings a raya and so on. Alma ain chilek ben chometz pesach shar isi yavish biyavish and so on. So basically, this is the Rosh Rishi Tosfos. Because what does the Rosh hold? That's the sheet of the Rosh. Nepach iser lios heter. So the same thing by chometz. Nepach iser lios heter. We have a chumra of chometz pesach asu mashu. The Rosh posits that that's only true. By lach b'lach, by something by other yisurim would be nesinas tam. You with me? So it's a big cooler from the Rosh. Okay, so if you have a tarovis of yavish b'yavish min b'mino, okay, so you can't tell them apart. And it's a type of thing with the tenisir mashu. So the Rosh has said the whole thing is mutter because the iser nepach lios eter. Okay, just like by any other yavish b'yavish. So says the Rosh. However, the many other Rishonim, probably most of the Rishonim, disagree. The Rashba, for example, by us here in the Bayis Hakotzer, Bayis Dalad Shar Aleph writes the Eroyali six. The Eroyali she'ain dvarim ela amurim ela b'isurin nosnei tam. Okay, ain dvarim ela. This ruling is not only by things that are nosnei tam. Okay, avo b'chol ha'isurim she'ch miru b'am lesser osalam malach v'nesinas tam. Okay, any issur, we have a chumra that we ask to even pass the sinas tam, ain hefresh bain yovesh lebol. Going over to Gimel Aleph. You see the Rashba? Rashba disagrees. Rashba says it's going to be usur. It's going to be usur not only b'achil, it's going to be usur even, it looks like an usur even b'hano. Okay, and it's not bottle at all. Okay, so that's the other extreme. Rashi said, in other words, really three shitas. Okay, again, tarovis, yovesh, b'yovesh, min b'mino, by something like chometz on Pesach. Chometz de Kamatzah got mixed up with Pesach de Kamatzah. So Rashi said it's Osir Bachila, but it's Mutter Bahana. You can, like Rashi said, right? That Rashi back in the Bazar Ayin Daven Aleph says you can give it to your dog. Okay, Hashar no same Leklovo. You can give it to his dogs. So it's Mutter Bahana, just Osir Bachila. The Rosh says, I don't understand why it shouldn't be Mutter Bachila. Regular din, Nepach Yisraelios Heter. Okay, and the Rashba, and perhaps this indicates that. A lot of dafke, but maybe going back to what we started the shiur with, maybe this indicates the Rashba is not quite in full agreement with the Rosh. Well, you could say that it's different over here, but that's the Rashba here in the Bayis HaKotzer. It says ain't hefresh, okay, and he says why on the third line of six. Shalom machmas tam bilvad osrum. it's not the Isser of Asar Ramashu is not only because of the Sinas Tam, Ela Chumru Shechmiru. Okay, it's a special Chumra and applies to everything. The Naslam that they gave to them. Okay, and they're not Batal. And Lofichach, towards the end, he says, Kikar Chomich and his Arbe Pesach and Nikosh HaMatzah, Eino Batal Olam. It's not Batal at all. All right, so not only is it not Batal Barov, it's not Batal at all. It's the same Chumra B'Yisr Mashu applies whether it's Yavish B'Yavish, applies whether it's Balak B'Lach, doesn't make a difference. So Rashbaugh clearly disagrees with that Rosh. The Mordechai in Psachim and Parakos, on the second Parak of Psachim, Rem is Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, Source 7, also writes, Kikar shel chomesh and his arv nikosh hamatzah eino batal la'olam, even if it's small and so on. Okay, now v'yafol gav in the second line the yavish rubbish chad betrei batal chud rabbanon. Okay, and a hainu tamid ekilodav v'shikol echad echad om v'nei atzmo v'ochol kol echad v'nei atzmo v'kevin shvat road v'ar torah sulo chashin v'chol charam nizesh l'heterhu but ein dvar me'la amurim ela b'sur no sne tamim. Okay, you could suggest, which is what the Rosh said. Okay, nevertheless, he says not so. He says, the next page, he says, no, any time you have the Chachamim Aser beyond Shishim, and it's also Masher, no difference, ain't Ephraish, being Yavish, the Bolish, or low Machmas, Havara, Smela, Chomer, Shechmiru, and so on, Mamish, like the Rashbo. And he even says, the Chain, Nira, the Rashbo. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch, and Nichlas Pesach, again, doesn't come up here. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch, and Nichlas Pesach, and Aruchayim, Sim Tof Mem Zayin. Sif Test, number 8. Paskins like the Rashba and the Mordechai, the Yavish b'Yavish, Af al Gav the Bishari Sur Mechad b'Trei Batal, Chometz b'Matzah Filo be'Elef Lo Batal. But at the end it says v'Yishomim the Chometz Shavah l'Shar Isurin b'Zeh. Okay, as far as why Chometz is Lo Batal, some of Avram in Sivkot Mem writes that Kasa Mordechai quotes the Mordechai Tam Mishum Duvalach Isur Mashu Huadin b'Yavish. Okay, and it quotes that, but others disagree. He says, "Yesh omrim the chometz shavah l'shar isurim b'zeh." At the end of the Magen Avraham, he just talks about also just a side point: kli chometz shesar b'cherem batal barov. Okay, that's just a side point. The Mishabura in Sukkot and Sadi Dal and Sadi Hey explains both the shitas. Okay, the Mishabura says. Tamom the dafka b'davar lach hamis arav b'shari surin shiur v'nos in tam hechmiru chacham mechometz davar mashu aval davar yovish b'shari surin chad b'shevat hodim mechometz b'pesach. That's the yesh omrim. Okay, that's the yesh omrim. But right, the yesh omrim, that's the rush. He says the only machmer and chometz on things which in other yisur would be a function of nesinas tam. So therefore it's a But by Yavish V'Yavish, where we say Chad B'Trei Batal, we're not worried about Tam, so we're not worried about Chometz, we're not worried about Mashu either, and therefore it'll be the same din, Chad B'Trei Batal. And Sivkot and Sadi Hey, then the Mishabura concludes, V'Yiskim Achonim D'Alach Yedei HaKamaisa. Again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both, but the Mishabura writes that that it's not Batal, okay? The only thing is he adds, based on the Magen Avraham also, he says, V'im Nechal Echad Mehem. Okay, we nechal echad mafilins arra kad betray mutalechal ashar lechulama. The kevin the minatora bottle rak with the bonner also the bonner talin and shizesh nechal hoya chomet. Which we were just asked that if one of the pieces already eaten, okay, then we will say bottle baro because since we're the rice anyway, it's all bottle. So then we'll be able to say that maybe the one that was eaten was the chomet, even according to the rule that will say, I feel a bella flow bottle, applies to Yavish B'Yavish, but if one of the pieces was already eaten, so then we can make a l'chul alma. Okay? So that was just a side excursion, so to speak, but relevant to our simon. Okay? Yes, good. That was just a Pesach question. Good. Let's go weiter. And the issue now is Yavish B'Yavish by min b'she'eno mino. Okay, what about Yavish B'Yavish by min b'she'eno mino? So, you know, what should be the question? Okay, I mean, Yavish B'Yavish min b'she'eno mino. So, of course it's also. So, first of all, we need to understand what's the metzias. What's the metzias? How do you have a tarovis of Yavish B'Yavish min b'she'eno mino? You don't know which is the also piece. You can look at it. I mean, min b'she'eno mino, when it's min b'mino, we have a problem. You can't tell apart. They all look the same. Okay, but when it's min b'she'eno mino, so you can identify. So We'll see that in a second. Let's just take a look together in source 11, the Sefer Truma, in Hilchos Isser Behavta Siman Nun. So it's a good little summary here. He says, Hilchah, in this Arev Isser Behavta, Bemin Bemino, Batal Barov, Bedoriyovish, Shavu Darbanan. Okay, that's how he said. That was the machlokas we discussed yesterday. It's but against the Ravid, right? He says, Batal Barov, Bedoriyovish, Shavu Darbanan. The Minat Torah, Kol Min Bemino, Batal Barov, Bain Doriyovish, Bain Dovelach. Okay. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara in the Gemara. So yesterday, okay, that says the Bata Baruba, and Ruba means rove, not like the Ravid one at the time, and the rove there means shishim and so on. But towards the end, he writes, but through two lines at the bottom, writes the Sefer Truma. He says, "Avo min b'shem eno mino, tzar shishim behetar filo b'dav yovish." Okay, he says, "Min b'shem eno mino, we require shishim." Okay, we require shishim. Why? Because we'll come back to this point. A filo b'dav yovish. Dim yavashlem yachad yehatam shel iser nikar behetar. Okay, because you'll cook all three pieces together, so the tam will be noticeable in the heter. Now, what if that's fine? So if you can tell them apart, it's good. But what about if you can't tell them apart? What do you mean you can't tell them apart? So he says, "Eino makiro kigon shenisrach bechatichos ktanos, bato b'shishim hakol muter." The Sefer Truma paskins that by min b'she'eino mino, okay, tarovus of min of yavish b'yavish min b'she'eino mino, okay, requires shishim. Requires shishim, batal shishim, rabbanon, okay, because of chashash, you know, that you might cook them together. So therefore, and again, if you cook them together, so it means it's water. So then it's lach belach, which the Torah requires shishim. So here, we require shishim, rabbanon. What's the metzias? How do you ever have it? So he says, kigon shenisach bechatichos ktanos. So you had two different types of things, but they were cut up into small pieces, so now you can't tell them apart. If I want to cut up into very fine pieces, so you can't really see. Take, things that might be mean b'sheno mino. So when you have a whole piece and this whole piece and that whole piece, you can tell which is this type of meat, which is that type of meat. When you cut them very fine into small pieces or slice them into small slices, so then it's harder to tell them apart. That's the metzias. So we have a case of a yavish b'yavish mean b'sheno mino, and you can't identify it, right? You can't see it because it's cut into small pieces. So says the Sefer Truma. In that case, you... again, it's batal b'shishim, all right. Darke Moshe, I printed it here. I should have printed it later. But Darke Moshe in our siman kuf test the Kot Nalav quotes in Shari Dura in the name of the Maharaj, the Trumas Hadeshim, that actually af b'doraisa and b'talim. He holds the Sefer Truma said it's batal shishim d'rabbanan. Okay, and he said, no, you need shishim doraisa. Even by tarovas of yavish, yavish, min b'she'eno mino, by nisa doraisa, you'll need shishim doraisa. So we'll see how we pass in a second. I just want to read now. I printed the whole piece in the Shulchan Aruch, but I only look at the Ramah. Ramah says, continuation, in Sim Kuf Tes Sifalim, he says, well, I'll read it, but I want to come back to the second point. I really should have printed the second point afterwards. He says, v'chol zeh shnitz ar b'mino, everything we talked about yesterday, that's a tarovas of min b'mino. Avo shalobamino, if it's lobamino, ve'eno makiro, then afilo yovish b'yovo tzarech shishim. Okay, then you need shishim. He doesn't say what is deraisa d'rabbanan. Okay, again, in the Darkei Moshe, Ramor wrote that according to the Trumas Hadeshin, you need shishim deraisa. Probably means d'rabbanan because that's like the Sefer Truma. And if you take a look in the parenthesis, they quote the Bala Truma. So presumably it means shishim d'rabbanan. Okay, I'll leave out the last line of the Ramor for a second. Okay, we'll come back to that point. All right. That's the ruling. In terms of the Metzias, okay. Are with me? Okay, so in terms of the Metzias, so in 14, the Shach writes in the Kot Meches, he has, first of all, this explanation, Kigon Shenifrach Lechatichos Dakos, Shenikar Bein Zelazet. That's the Torah in the name of the Sefer Truma, that, like we said before, the Metzias of Min B'Sheno Mino, of Min B'Sheno Mino, Yavish B'Yavish, where you can't tell them apart, or cut into very fine, small pieces. And then he writes, and Shach himself gives another explanation, Nira Lee, because Shach adds, The Mishkachas Anami, another Hechatimsa, okay, another Mitzias case, is Kon Sheyesh Kan Beis O Gimel Minim. V'noda she'echad men asiv eni yodeh ezeman. Kegon she'shachad kama minin. V'yadua she'echad men nishchad shalo kahogen. V'eni yadua ezeo. V'chein kol kiyotza b'zeh. You see that? He says, let's say you shechted it's several different minim. One of them was no good. Okay? So now I'm not sure which one. I have to say they were all cut up to fine pieces. I can tell all these things apart, but I'm not sure which one. Okay, the turkey and chicken and steak and lamb chop, whatever, you know, veal, and all these different types of things. Okay, it's all min b'shein omino. One of them was not shechted proper. I don't know which one. Okay, so there you can have it. Tarovus of yavish b'yavish, min b'shein omino, and you can't tell them apart. See, that's his metzias. Okay, that's his metzias. Not the kind of, yeah, that's the shops. Metzias was several different. There's several different types of food, and I'm not sure which one. I know I found that afterwards one of them wasn't shechted properly. I just don't know which one. Okay, so that's a second, again, I'm just trying to establish the metzias as to when we'd say, how can have a case of Tarovitz, Yovish, Biovish, Mimishan Amino, you can't identify. So he says, the Truma says, and the Torah quotes the Truma, that it's a piece of cut very small, you can't really identify them. And he says, even if they're not, if you have more than a few minim together, and you're not sure which it was, it wasn't Shechter Prep, which it was also, it's another reason. But then he writes, Alamasha Kosom Rabbi Agos Shardur Simulam Tesh, Etiko Marshal. Okay? When he quotes the Marshal, another Achonim, Shinis Arvu Beis Minim Shechalukim Bishmon. B'shovim b'mare, an old question, okay? If you have different things that maybe look alike, but they have different names, okay, that's what some suggest, okay? The Bach has this and others, they have a different name, all right? So he says that he thinks is wrong. That he thinks is wrong. That's not enough. That's not enough to call that... you're showing it that. What do you mean? Who cares if that, what you call it? You can identify. You can identify. He says, "Okay, now that goes back to that whole issue with the beginning of Hilchos Taruvos, the issue of time and shame and so on. So that's a shach. And he writes near the Tos Sofer, the Tzorach Lomar Shechalukim B'Taimon V'Shavon B'Mare. Words got mixed up. Not Shmon, but Taimon. Okay. So, but anyway. The Shach thinks it's wrong, but it doesn't matter. Some people think it's right. So that, anyway, all those are the hechatimses of how you can have tarovis of min b'shen omino by yavish b'yavish. We can't identify the issur. Accept or not accept the way that the Bach and the Marshal present it or not. So Shach disagrees with it. Okay. Anyway, all right. Now, so what's the din? What's the din? So now we have hechatimses. So what's the din? So you look in the Rashba, in the Chiddush HaRashba, what's the din? We already saw it in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you need Shishim, and we saw the Trum also. But let's go a little lighter and see some other Rishonim. So what's Taka the din? By Tarovis, Yovish, B'Yovish, Min B'Shein Amino, by Isu Darai. So the Chiddush HaRashba, in Chulin, Sarizan Be'i Zimasa, Omerlei, says, Umiyu, B'min B'Shein Amino, Af B'Yovish, Osu Adika Shishim. Okay? He says you require Shishim. That's the position of the Rashba. You require Shishim, presumably Torah Derabbanan. Okay. Ukdom Rav, Amar Rabbanan Berubav, Amar Rabbanan B'Shishim. Remember that Gemara, Rav said a statement, certain things need this, certain things need that. So one of the things he says was, Amar Rabbanan B'Shishim, Min B'Mino Berubav M'Sh'eno Mino B'Shishim. The time of, so Min, and Derabbanan, it's Amar Rabbanan, right? So the Rashba, the Chiddush Rashba is saying over here, that min b'mino requires, I'm sorry, min b'she'en omino requires shishim drabbanan, okay, even by yavish b'yavish, with time of the most mishun, the ball of asher yachad, hari tamashus and nikar ball of ichach, af b'yavish, eno bata b'ruba. It's part of the gzera drabbanan, because you may cook them together, in which case it will no longer be yavish b'yavish, it'll transfer flavor and so on. The liquid, therefore, it's, according to the Rashba, it's bata b'shishim drabbanan, because of this chashash, that you'll cook them and then it'll become like the rice is lach balach. The rice requires shishim. Okay, so therefore, right now it's not butter without shishim either on a drabbanan level. Okay, so again, according to Rashba, min b'shein omino yavish b'yavish requires shishim drabbanan. The Ran also says like that. The Ran in Chulin on daf lamed vav amud aleph 16 to maskel Reisim, that's what that means, the Gemara. Anyway, Miu Kiamrinan, I forgot what that abbreviation is for. I have to look up the Rana, I forgot. But anyway, Miu Kiamrinan, the Yavish, Biyavish, Batal, Chad Betrea, Afil Drabanan. That which we say, the Yavish, Biyavish, is Batal, Chad Betrea, Afil Drabanan. Again, the Rana Shitasa, we just mentioned yesterday, the most we saw him against the Rabbin, against the Rama. Hani, Mili, Bimin, Bimino. The cave of the Raisa, Afil Lach, Pulach, Peru, Batal, Lo Achmar, Rabanan, Biyavish, Biyavish. Okay? According to the Ran, basically, he's saying that, you know, you'll never come to an Issa Deraisa. In other words, when it comes to, but by Min Bimino, so Deraisa, Min Bimino requires, Afil V'lach V'lach V'ruba Batal, Lo Ach V'rabonim V'yavish, Nathani Mil Min Bimino, the Kevin Deraisa, Afil V'lach V'lach V'ruba Batal, Deraisa, Lach V'lach is Batal V'rov, okay, by Min Bimino. So therefore, they weren't machmer by Yavish V'yavish. The Ha'ef Shalamaisa, the Issa Deraisa. Of mimish einamino, the lach b'lach afilu deraisa zlin b'asa taima in itshishim, and afilu biyovish nami bin itshishim ki heicha b'chemavash shalom kadodi lo leisa l'day taima d'av yisur deraisa. So again, that's the Ran and the Sefer Trum we saw before and the Rashbo. They all hold as b'atu b'shishim the rabbanon, b'atu b'shishim the rabbanon by tarovus of yovish biyovish mimish einamino. The tour, however, we take a look in 17. The tour, the tour writes, I also in Simon Kuftaz, Ulukhora Nira Sha'ain Chiluk Bain is Arba Bemina Lishalobamin Bain Shalobamino. Okay. And he has in, you know, I would put in parentheses, go Shanifra Khatika Dachos Shay Nika Bain Zelazad, they're cutting the small pieces, because that's the Truman's reason, not the Shah. But they're Batal Barov. They're Batal Barov. Okay. Aval Baal Truman's cause Dafshin Arbina Avamin Shanam Fibu Yavish Yarchikum Shishim. Notice he says, he says, "Ein chilek ben nisarb mina shalob mina," and it's batal barov. All right, it quotes the Bala Truma. It says Bala Truma, so it means the Truma, okay, who requires shishim. But the tour, at least the simple reading of the tour, now you can't, you don't have to insist on it, because I admit it doesn't say batal barov. But since he seems to say what he says, and then he says, and the Sefer Truma said you need shishim, sounds like he said it's enough to have rov. So at least the simple reading of the tour is that it's the same din as Mimshen Amino, that it's Batal Berov. So that's a second opinion. In other words, these Rishonim we saw, the Haino, the Sefer Truma from before in Source 11, and the Chiddush Rashbo here in 15. The Truma is again Issa Hetta Simon Nun, the Chiddush Rashbo is in Chulin Tzadizan Beis, and the Ran, on the Riff in Chulin Lam Rav Aman Alf, the Pei Riff, they all seem to say that it's Batal Ber Shishim. Okay, you need Shishim on the Rabbana level. Except for the one opinion with the Marai, who says that we're in Shishim Doraisa, perhaps, okay, that we saw. But the other extreme is that the Tur, who says it's Batal Barov, just like Min Bimino. It's Batal Barov, because he juxtaposes what he says to the Baal Truma says differently. Sounds like that's what he's saying. Okay? So that takes care of that. Now, all of this is talking about when we're dealing with an Issa Doraisa. All the one is the Raisa. How do we paskin? So again, look back in 13. The Ramor writes that afilu avol shalobamino ve'eno makiro. If it's min shalobamino, that's we said before. That's when it's a bottle of robe. Avol yovish b'yovish tzvichim shishim. Okay, yovish. You see, that's what the Torah said, not in his own way, but in the name of the Bala Truma. And he writes here, Od Harbe, Psut Poskim, we saw the Rashba and the Chidushim, and we saw the Ran, and that's what they hold, that you need Shishim in that case. And, so you require Shishim by Min B'Sheino Mino, Yavish B'Yavish requires Shishim, at least Midar Bonim, the Mistoma Midar Bonim, by Nisr Deraisa. Then, you need Shishim. Okay, and the Shach, if we take a look from the Shach, in Sivkot and Tess, the Shach and Sivkot and Tess says, "What's the concern?" Kevin Shemivashim Yet Yitain Tam. That's what the Torah Shem says for Chumah Ken Kasaran, and he quotes all the shitas that we mentioned. Now, then he says something. One second. Yeah. So then, just a second. see that again. So again, the Shach says, right, the concern was he'll come to an issue of the Raisa. Now, the rest of the Sukkot and Taz, I'm not going to read. Basically, his diuk is that that again, but because by Nisudu Rabbanon of Mim Sheino Mino, okay, then what's the story? Really, I guess we'll go into the next question from here. Let's go into the next question. What about Mim Sheino Mino? Yavish Yavish is only Rabbanon to start with. So you look back now in 13. Look in the Mechaber, the Ramah. Really, that's what the Ramah talking. Ramah writes that Ein Chiluk Bechol Zeh Beinam Is Rabbanon or the Raisa. Okay, the Ramah paskins there is no difference whether we're doing this at the Raisa or this at the Rabbanon. Even by this Rabbanon, it's Batal B'Shishim because again it can come to Nesinas Tam if you cook them together. You follow? So that's how the Ramah paskins. There is no difference here. Whether it's Nisud Raisa or it's Nisud Rabbanon. That's the ruling of the Ramah and many others. Okay, the Shach here in Sukkot and Tes says that based on the Ran, it's not, and you need Shishim. But when he says no difference, it means you need Shishim. Look again at the words of Ramah and Sifala, right? Afilu biyavish biyavish tzorich Shishim, right? You need Shishim. And ain chilek b'zeh ben Nisud Rabbanon and the Raisa. It requires shishim, so that's definitely the ruling of the Ramah that a tarovis of yavish v'yavish mimishen amino by nisud rabbanon is going to be batal b'shishim, okay? Because it could theoretically lead to a nesinat tam if you cook them together, and therefore the Ramah insists that it's batal b'shishim. The Shach, though, in that long piece, as he quotes in Tess, quotes from the Ran, or his medayik from the Ran, that it wouldn't be true; there would only be batal b'rov. Okay, because the svara is, again, the diuk is that again the diuk would be what is it again? It's not going to come to Doraisa, right? So it can't come to Doraisa because we're only macher in Bayovish Vyovish that will require shishin Rabbanon if it could theoretically come to Nisud Doraisa, like you cook them together. Okay, however, by Nisud Rabbanon. Even Mimushain Amino, which is Yavish B'Yavish, should be Batal B'Rov because there's not the whole thing is just Rabbanon. You'll never come to this with the rice, even if you're cooking together. The whole list is Rabbanon anyway. You follow what the Shach is saying. But the Shach is saying that this logic, okay, the Shach is saying that this logic, that we're only which the Ran presents, that we had that, that was the Ran in 16, right? The Ran says we're only concerned when you can come to an Issa Deraisa. So if the whole Issa is an Issa Derabbanon, let's say by cooking together, Yavish B'Yavish, now you'll put them together, it'll be Lach B'Lach, it'll require Shishim Deraisa. So it's only when you can, that when it can come to an Issa Deraisa, that's when we're Machmer. The implication being, says the Shach here in Sukkot, I'm saying it outside, because then he uses it to resolve a stira in the Shari Dura, which again you can look into. But and he's bothered by the Ramah, okay? Because the Ramah says there's no chilek. Ramah says ain chilek b'chol zeh ben nisud rabbanon or deraisa. The Shach saying there is a chilek, okay? So leaving the Ramah out for a second. The Shach is saying that once something can never become nisud rabbanon, I'm sorry, never come nisud deraisa because it's fundamentally nisud rabbanon to start with. We're dealing with chicken and milk or it's some type of iser. Nevel, it's only Drabbanon, whatever it is, a Chelev, it's only Drabbanon, whatever it may be. When the whole list is Drabbanon, so then even if it's Min Mishain Omino, okay, but Jojo, you bought the Barov because it can't possibly come to Nisud Raisa. That's what he says. Okay, and then he uses that to resolve Stira. Again, the problem is, you know, why did the Ramah say there's no Chilik? Okay, why did the Ramah say there's no Chilik? So apparently the Ramah was only talking about a case of Min Yovish B'Yovish. But there still is a chilek in the case of when it's issur d'rabbanon. I mean, when it's issur de. One second. By min b'mino yavish yavish, right? But min she'eno mino, there would be such a chilek. Okay, that's what the Shach says there in Sivkot and Tes. In Sivkot and Yud, the second part of 18, the Shach adds that he quoting the Marai and so on that the ain tzarich shishim l'drabbanon. All right, but he quotes that Tosa agrees with that Shari Dura, not Shari Dura, Tosa agrees with that, who was it? Yeah, it's Haradur, I think, who says that even the Raisi, he needs Shishim even the Raisi. So he just acknowledges there is such a Shita that you would need even the Raisi level, you need to have a Shishim. Let's move down. It's the Prima Gonim, 19. All right, I think I may have made a mistake if I wanted to print the pre-gadam in Yud. Okay, the Bir HaGro also in the Likut and Zikot Mechaz is also in Chilek Ratzon Debinim Shishim. You require Shishim. Kiva Eger in Zikot, commenting on Sif Aleph here, take a look at 21. Kiva Eger says an interesting case. Let's say you have Nisarev Kezayas Bebeis Chatichos Shekol Echad Lamed Zaysim. A typical, wild case, right? He says, let's say you have three chatichas that get mixed up. One of the chatichas are kezayis, the other two are 30 kezayisim each, okay? And we don't know what sasser is. The taruvah is mutter, okay? Because he says, even if one of those big pieces, one of the 30, again, you have a piece that's 30 kezayisim worth, another piece of 30 kezayisim worth, and a small piece is only one kezayis. They all get mixed together. Min be mino. Okay, you can't tell them apart, whatever reason we said before. Okay, so he says like this. He says that even if one of the 30, what's also is one of the big pieces, which contains 30 kezesim, it's still bottle barov midoraisa, because if that is only 30 kezesim, the other piece has 30 kezesim, not bottle barov, bottle shishim, okay, it's bottle, because you have 31, just a moment. Yeah, that's right. It's about the rope, not the shishim. You don't have shishim. Right, again, even you have three pieces. Two of them are 30 kezayisim each. One of them is one kezayis. All right, now they get mixed together. Any one of the pieces, you're going to have a rove 31 to 30, right? Because one of them is also, even if it's the big piece, if it's a small piece, upgrade. But if, let's say, the big piece, it's one of the 30, one of the pieces that was 30 kezesim. So let's say that's the iser. But you have the other piece that's 30 kezesim, plus the piece that's one kezesim, and I have a row of 31 to 30. You don't need, what this guy says today, according to Moses, you don't need double, you don't need a super majority, right? 2 to 1. They need one. So a majority of one. So you have 31 to 30. Okay? So therefore, he says it's mutter. 1 second. Why should we mutter? Don't we have this concern, the Rabbanon, that you need shishim? Because you might come to cook it together. Right? That's what Kiva Eger is wondering. It shouldn't be mutter because we just said that we're machmir, that we require shishim. We don't rely on the rov by itself, even by yovish b'yovish, because you may come to cook it together. So Kiva Eger wonders. Again, look at the words. Nis'arev kezayis bebeis chaticho shekol echad lamed zesim. Ein yadu eze chaticho iser. Yeshlomar kevan dinami echad me'agdolos hua iser. Even if one of the pieces, the 30 kezayis piece, was this mikol mokum, have a rov. Okay? You have the rov, 31-30. But im kain legabe chashosh tishmi v'ashleim, okay, du rak with abonon, have a suffix to abonon, shema kotten hua iser, elo da'osu levashim. He says like this. He says, regarding that concern that you need shishim because you might cook it together, well, you have here a suffix because it could be that it's the one kezayis piece that's also, in which case you have shishim, right? And if it's only the concern that's one of the big pieces that's also, that's only suffix darbonon. So suffix darbonon, the cooler. Here's lambdas. It could be, first of all, that the one, I'm not saying it's fake, I'm just saying it could be that the one piece is the usher piece, in which case you have shishim. All right. On the other hand, it's a suffix, maybe one of the other pieces, only maybe it's a suffix, so it's a suffix. All right. That's Rekiva Eger. The Pische Tshuva in Sivkot and Gimel, actually, here in Sivkot Kuvtes, the Pische Tshuva quotes a Tshuva in Rekiva Eger. Okay, Tshuva in Rekiva Eger. where it's similar to something we had earlier. Let's say I had a tarovis of mimbashen amino, yavish biyavish, and part of the tarovis got lost, got thrown out. So I don't know whether it was shishim or not. We require shishim. That's what we passed, like we just saw. Okay, whether the rice drabonim or sum drabonim, like we saw. Good. But what if part of it got lost? Okay, so remember we learned earlier by a tarovis of min bimino, of lach belach, okay, where there was certainly rove, but some of it spilled, we don't know there was shishim. So in that case, we said that since shishim is only drabonim, that's a sovereign drabonim, we can make them. Remember that case, part of the soup spilled out? Repeat it again, okay? You had a tarovis of min bimino, lach belach. Some chicken, trafe chicken broth spilled into chicken soup. So it's a tarovis of min bimino, lach belach. And it was definitely rove in the kosher chicken soup, but we don't know if there was shishim. And some of it now spilled out. So we said, in such a case, min bimino, so it's a lach belach, the requirement for shishim is on drabonim. So it's a sheker drabonim, we can be mekel. Okay, so that's the case. Now, by min b'she'eno, mino yavish b'yavish, so the requirement for shishim is also on the drabonim. As we just said, right? The requirement for shishim is also drabonim. So can you be mekel in that case also? Because it's suffix, drabonim l'kula, l'chora, it's a good parallel. That's what Mikiva entertains in this Pesach Chuvah, according to me here. Okay, it's apparently whatever the concern is on the drabonim, okay, whenever the requirement, let's call it the requirement for shishim is only rabbanon. So if the suffix, like just like in the case of some of the soup spilled out, so I don't know whether we had shishim or not, but the requirement for shishim in that case was only rabbanon, so therefore we make those fake the rabbanon kula. Maybe you had definitely have rove, so you're okay deraisa. My question is, do you have shishim? So we don't know if some of it spilled out, we can be makel. So we can say the same thing over here. Okay, we'll say the exact same thing over here. Tarovis yovish biyovish. Okay, by min b'sheino mino, yavish, we said that really sure, the requirement of shishim is drabbanon, like we just learned, the requirement of shishim, because you may come to cook it together and so on. So the case with the requirement of shishim is drabbanon. So again, it's vayta, sveka drabbanon, and therefore you should be able to be mekel as well. So Rav Akiva Eiger says that maybe there's a chilek, along the shechilek. Okay, Rav Akiva Eiger says, what's the chilek? By min b'mino lach b'lach, okay, the case with the soup. So if we would go l'chumra, okay, then basically what we're saying is we're changing the chazoka. That's what Kim Eger says, the cheska zisr. Okay, in other words, we're actually the cheska heter. The food started with the cheska heter, okay, and now if we're going to ask you this, right, the kosher chicken broth, kosher chicken soup was the cheska heter. So now we'd be changing the status by saying that it's aser. So therefore, because we don't know what spilled out and so on, so we're now going to have to, if we would be machmir, we'd be ruling that this kosher chicken soup, which before this happened was definitely kosher, okay, we'd be ruling now that we have to treat it as a treif, okay? And therefore, we'd be knocking out the chazoka. We'd be knocking out the chazoka. But here, by min m'shein amin yavish b'yavish, all right, if we were to go the chumra, we're not saying anything changed. We're just saying that you can't eat any of the pieces because there was Isser here that was not nullified. In other words, we don't know which piece was which. So never had the same chazoka. So that's what Akiva Eiger entertains over here. All right, interesting question. In the Pesach Chuvah, quotes from the Chuvah of Akiva Eiger. Finally, for this unit, anyway, the B'r Gur and Simchat Meches. Acknowledges that some hold, the Sharadura hold, that it's a Drabbanon, even the Drabbanon, it's only his rove. Okay. But he quotes Agos Ashri, who holds that would be Farish. That's all I want to show you. Okay. The Agos Ashri is on that Rosh on the Bazar, Parakes in Choftes. He said, Dear Maschel Miu, he writes, I will Yovish be Yovish, because it's Arba Chatich of Jesus, Ain't Ruiz Kabit, but it's Narachim. O Dovish Ain't Beria, because you had Afil Chabit, Tribot, and Mutra, Afil of Drabbanon. The Dafka mean Bemino. Okay, so he quotes like that, and Abir Agro, brings that down as well. Okay, the last thing I wanted to mention for today, and I'm Gimel to finish up this Sif, is to come to Sif Beis, here in the Shulchan Aruch, which is based upon the following issue. This is where you rely on Bittul, and then you cook them together. Okay, you have a tarovis of yavish biyavish min bimino, back to min bimino. So iser nisbata barov, no problem. Okay, and you know there's an iser, then you came and you cooked them together, Taka. Okay, you cook them together. So the Rashba in the Bayis HaKotzer, Bayis Dalad Shar Aleph 25, okay, Rashba writes, first he says, well, this will go over quickly. Chatichas Nevela Shenu Iskabed, well, Bifnei Orchim. Shes Arva Becher. So Chol, Vechein Kol Sharisum, Shes Arvish Yovish, Biyovish, Betelen Afila Echer Betok Shnayim. Afila Sid the Shul Devei Amen Khan. Right? That's how we pass in, not even Dorbana, nothing. Bekilu Dorazel, if you should call Echer Omeid Be'atzmo, Vechol Echer Bifnei Atzmo, you know, like we said before, okay, and even the last one I could say, I ate the early one, Mashain came to run it all, and fine. But then he says, Ein Ochlin Kechad, Ein Vashin Kechad. First, Ein Ochlin Kechad, so we discussed that already. That's the Rashba. So we had different approaches at the beginning of the Shia, why that was true. But then he writes, Ein Mizbashin Kechad. See, on the fifth line of 25, again, it's the Bais HaKotzer, Bais Dalat Shar Aleph. He said, Ein Mizbashin, Mivashin Kechad. Over Ubishon Kechad, Kol Echad Vechad Mutter Bifnei Atzmo. Okay, each one is still going to be mutter, like we said. All right, but he says varotev benosin tam. Okay, because each one of the pieces should be good, but we have a problem. Okay, you're going to end up requiring shishim, says Rashba, because of the rotev when you cooked it. And the rotev is also benosin tam, so it's going to come back and ask everything else. Okay. And that's how the Ran quotes the Ran on the Rif, Lam Vav and Aleph, the same Dibur Maskul before, 26. V'chi sharina nami b'min b'mino. Hanim ilechol kal echad v'echad b'fnei atzmo. Avala vashlam kulun k'echad. Kol hechad aleka shishim osir. The cave of the Gozer Bonham Rosh in Tam b'min b'mino. Yim vashlam kadod yai v'tama. Okay, v'osir. So the Ran says, Mamash like the Rashba, that it's osir to eat them unless you have shishim k'neged ha'isir. Because of the liquid, because of the rotev, which spills it around. Okay? But he quotes, Aaron Levi, the Ran quotes the Ra'o, always a Chiddush, okay, has a way out. He's not arguing, but he says, the Cholshin is batel chad betray, okay, kevon shalekol kechad rechon is mutter, in bo levashon kechad, mar be'alein kidei shir shishim uvashon chatchila. Always creative. Rosh Baro had a lumdus. He says, since, again, we agree that all three pieces are mutter, even though, right, and that's the Rosh Baro holds also, a question with one person, but all three pieces are mutter, but we're saying you shouldn't cook them together. And if you did, then you're not going to no longer eat all three pieces, because now the rotev has transferred the flavor from one into the other, and now you have a problem. You require shishim because it was imparting a flavor. Right? Let's go over again. I just want to make it clear. The whole discussion, remember, it started with the Mishnah, by Gidin, right? You cook the Gidon Asher together with other Gidin, or you cook one piece of meat. There was no transference of flavor, right? So we're saying this, and then I have all three pieces of meat, so now, in the case of the Mishnah, there could be transfer of flavor because we're cooking it together. That's the issue. So if you have three pieces of meat sitting on a plate and I'm not eating a sandwich, I'm not going to cook them together. Okay, so in such a case, we'll say that, that'll be the case. Min bimino, that chad betray bottle. Okay, that's what we're passing. But you shouldn't cook them together. If you did, then you have a problem because now there's been transfer of flavor. I have three pieces of meat sitting on a table and I make a sandwich out of it. There's no transfer of flavor. When there's transfer of flavor, then we have a problem. So the Ra'o said, yeah, but you can beat that. If you want to cook it together, so pour in enough stuff so that there's shishim against the Isser, okay? And I, Ein Mevatlin Silchatchila, what Ein Mevatlin Isser? What Isser? There's no Isser yet. The three pieces together are mutter. The three pieces right now are mutter. So what? And now I'm going to pour into the pot, and now I'll cook them. Where was the Ein Mevatlin Silchatchila? There was no Isser originally. It was only going to become Isser when you cook it. Right, when you cook it together, so then the gravy, the liquid, will transfer the flavor. You pour enough stuff, so you have shishim. And that's the lumdus of the ra'o. Okay, but the rush in Chulin Perek Zayin Siman Lamed Zayin, that same Siman, right? When we do abon and echmir b'mi mina hechash b'ashi yachad kodesh shino the tarav also below nikra dain olav shem hetal atzvicho shishim afal gadol tam gzera otu mishenamino avo min b'mino dover yavesh no the tarav also naser heter gomur. He said, came the afnis bashal yoyev taima. The Rashba again, not the Rashba, the Rosh again was shitoso. Now the Rishonim also, everything's mutter. Because the tarovos is this battle. It's the tarovos of Yavish Biyavish. So nepach isilios heter. So what's the problem if you then go cook them together? Because it's 8. So you really have Menakotze lakotze, right? The Rashba says you can't cook them together. And if you did, you're going to require shishim now. You have the Rashba, the Rosh at the other end, this is not a problem at all. Okay? Not a problem. Okay? And then you have the middle kind of the Ra'ah, who has this idea that you can be, it is a problem, but you can get out of the problem. So, you with me? Ever with me? Those are the three sheep. You can look them over. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here in Sif Beis, Sim Kuftes, Yovish be Yovish, and it's Batal Chad Betray. Okay, you have Yovish, and it's Chad Betray, good. In Bishlan, Kulam Ke'echad, Afil Lechad Kalechad Ben Atzmo. If you cook them individually, even the intent of not eating them together, remember that's how the Mechaber ruled, like the Rashba and Sifala, right? He said you can't eat them all together, not like the Rosh. So good, I'm not going to eat them all together, but now I cook them together. The usher main shom shishim mesharote benosintam and ibn b'chatichos because the liquid spreads it all around. But so he paskins like the Rashba and the Ran, okay, against the Rosh. But he throws in the Ra'ah. He says, but v'im rotzel avashon yachad main shom shishim mutol aharbas lan kedei shir shishim avashon. You can. You have the eitzah of the Ra'ah to pour in more stuff. Okay, to pour in more stuff. No problem. That's the mechaber. There are more adds. The Eishomrim dimnoda tarovus kodesh is bashu biyachad. If you knew about the tarovus, and therefore there would, we spoke about why noda tarovus is important. We spoke about that at some length earlier. Okay, you know about tarovus beforehand. Then I call shari. It's all mutter because it looks like that's the rosh. Okay, he says. They've already mevutal. That's the tour in the name of the Rosh. And Beruchim was the Talmud of the Rosh, and so on. Now, here, interestingly enough, there are more ads. Umokum hefsid yesh lismoch adira mekilin lahatir. There are more ads. This is Ramah. Okay, umokum hefsid, you can rely on the Rosh. Umokum hefsid. The reason that's interesting, I'm just pointing out, the Rav pointed this out also. Okay, in that same piece that I read from before. Okay. So if you take a look, if you take a look at that same piece from Rabbi Konigsberg, it's in Yonai Teruvas, Tarvus Yavash Rishim, and Sadi Dalad, this now in Oz Beis, the Rav pointed out, you know, so the Ramah says, it's okay. And it says in the parenthesis, the Gro also points out, right? Look in 29, the B.R. Gro, and Sukkot Nidala points out, Kain Kosav Rosh, Ukshitoso, Da Isha Nepach Lehetav, and Chosav Nes, right? That's the Rosh, Lishitoso. Okay? But, yeah. So what's interesting is, the Rav pointed out, that back in Sif Aleph, the Rosh wasn't quoted at all. If you look back in Sif Aleph, okay, we don't have it in front of us on these sheets, but yesterday's sheets, you look on Shulchan Aruch, okay? At the beginning of the Siman, the Mechaber simply said that, like, you know, we don't eat all three pieces together, like the Rashba. The Ramah did not pipe up over there and say, oh, but by the way, the Rosh says you're allowed to eat all three pieces together. We did not see that. The Rosh's Shita was not even mentioned at the beginning of the Siman. Okay? And again, it's a big nafkamin, again, between the Rosh and the other Shitas. Because, again, if you had a Tarovus of Chad B'Tri, you cook them together, the Rosh Paskin, you can eat the cooked dish. Not a problem, like we just saw, right? Not a problem. It was a Nepach Yisrael. At the end of the story, it's mutter. Whereas according to Rosh Paul, you shouldn't eat it because then you're like eating, once you cook it, it's like eating all three at the same time, right? The gravy transferred, okay? But, so we'll be Machmer, but he says that even Ramah agrees with you Machmer, but he says over here in Sif Beis that Mokum Hefsid, we can rely on the Shita of the Rosh. So it's just striking that in Siman Aleph, where the Machaber said you can't eat all three pieces together, the Rosh bought the Ramah does not say, well, by the way, the Rosh is Makel. And then here, when the Machaber says you shouldn't cook all three pieces together or eat it was cooked together, Ramah said, but Mokum Hefsid, it is okay. So I'm just saying it's interesting. To take note of that, right? Here he says, so, you know, you have to wonder why that is. So I'm not going to go through the whole thing, okay? The Rav discussed it, okay? And that piece. And he has one attempt at the answer based on the Shita Rashba, and he has another answer, okay? Anyway, he has this Ha'ara. It's kind of involved. I suggest you take a look at it. It's an interesting piece. He suggests, I'll read this part. Okay, so like the Chiddush we said before. And the Rav said that according to the Rashba, when you're eating them together, it's not din bittel. There's no bittel, so that's why there'll be no bittel over here either. And the Rav then rejected that. He think it wasn't doesn't fit with the words of the Rashba. So anyway, that's an interesting question. Perhaps, the Rav doesn't say this, perhaps one can suggest that, well, the Ramah was not really, does not really rely, want to rely on the Rosh. Okay, Ramah does not really rely, want to rely on the Rosh. But, and therefore, in Sif Aleph, they're talking about a case where the guy wants to eat all three pieces together, so then I'm not willing to rely on the Rosh. But here, after you cook them together, if you're going to assert it, what's going to have to happen? All the food gets thrown out. Right? In other words, in Sif Aleph, so don't eat them together. Eat them separately. Right? There's nothing wrong. You're not saying you have to throw it out. So don't eat them together. You'll eat them the one, you know, three separate sandwiches. One now, 1 hour from now, one tonight. Okay? No big deal. But here, the beginning of the simon, that's where you want to eat everything together. So there Ramah says there's no reason to make it like the Rosh. But over here, once you cook them all together, if you're saying that it's going to be, you're not going to rely on the Ramah, so Taka, you have to throw the whole thing out. So then he says, Mokum Hefsid Maruba. But what's Shayach Hefsid Maruba in Sif Aleph? What Hefsid Maruba? What's Hefsid Maruba? I must eat all three pieces right now together? No, there's no Hefsid Maruba. So that's why you could say that he didn't make that point. Just to finish up, yeah, you hear me? And the Rav didn't say this, I don't think, but that's just a Balabatish Teretz. Yeah.
But that might not work, because if the Shulchan Aruch is holding like the Rashba, then we're saying the last piece isn't really Asur. It's just, you shouldn't eat it. I mean, it's not like Shitas Rashi.
Okay, that's a point.
Okay.
I don't know. I just want to make it. Again, I didn't notice it, but the Rav pointed out that, you know, the Ramah made a comment to Bayes relying on the Rosh, and Sifalov he didn't. Okay, you can come up with other answers. Just to finish up, the Shach and Sifkot and Yud Bayes, to finish up the Simon, Shach and Yud Bayes says, Alumdus, he says, although you can't cook everything together, all right, that's what we just passed. You can't cook, the Bahetev says it also, Sifkot and Vav, okay. Although you can't cook everything together, but you can cook them in different pots. And if you take this taruvus and divide it into two parts, you can cook them separately. Okay? And this is mutter, even, you know, and Ashach explains, because there are two separate pots, so you can say, this is a sug of tolin, which we come to in the Kuf Yud Aleph. We'll get to that, Bez Hashem, next week. But he said you can say that the whole issue is in the other pot, all right? But then discusses you have to know about the tarovas before, know the tarovas. Okay, I won't go into that. Now the Barhetev also says Kosar Bach, it's going above 31. Mule of Ashman based there, Shari, Bafilo Bushman based there, it's Kodim Shinoro Tarovas. Mutala Chonach Kharkach. And the Shach says no, it's only after you know about the tarovas. That's a machlokas. I guess we'll finish up. The Taz and the Gimel said Shekolach Runatzma Amuto in Kaniso. That's why it's not a problem in Ra'al Nisl Chatchila. And the Pischei Tshuva in Sivkot and Dalad about the two pots talks about what if there was a Malicha. We say Malicha Kiroseach. Okay, so we don't think we need to. You'll take a look at it. You'll see just, you know, we're talking about cooking in two different pots. What about if there are malicha in two different pots and so on? So you can see that yourself. Okay, so that finishes up Sif Beis. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we begin Simen Kuf Yud, which will take us several days. As I said, I wanted to finish by everything by the next Thursday. Maybe it'll be Sunday after. I'm not sure, so hopefully we'll get through. I want to do some stuff on the Shach, of course, in Svek Sveka, in Simen Kuf Yud. So we'll talk about that, but we'll start some Kuf Yud Mishnah tomorrow, and I want you to have a good day, okay? And I will send I will send them my recomas later this afternoon, okay?
Rebbe question.
Thank you, Rebbe.